Thanks, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. House Democrats have announced two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. They are abuse of power over his dealings with Ukraine and obstruction of Congress for his response or lack thereof to the investigation. They were announced by Jerry Nadler, the Democrat who chairs the House Judiciary Committee.
No one, not even the president, is above the law.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff explained why Democrats aren't waiting for possibly favorable court rulings instead of rapidly pushing this process forward.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time?
Reaction to that from Doug Collins, ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee.
That's just, again, complete malpractice from Adam Schiff. He's ran a sham process from the start. He failed miserably. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler will go down in history, along with this speaker, of having the most partisan impeachment on the most less facts of any we've seen, simply because they have issues with the president.
And Milsey, Trump is only the fourth president in U.S. history to have articles of impeachment drafted against him.
Yeah, I love the way that Republican spoke, actually. Locked his accent. How has Trump reacted?
He's from Georgia, by the way, Doug Collins.
Right.
On Twitter, the president responded with one of his favorite phrases, witch hunt, in all caps. In another tweet, he writes, to impeach a president who has been one of the most successful ever, and most importantly, has done nothing wrong, is sheer political madness, end quote. The Judiciary Committee will likely vote the articles up or down before the end of this week, and if they pass muster there, which they almost certainly will, probably on a straight party line vote, they will be taken up by the full House next week. And Milsey and Basil, if they pass there, the Senate trial of the president is likely to start in January.